My name is Cesar Gutierrez. I'm 48 years old. Today's November 17, 2017. I'm here with my wife, Berta, and we're recording this in Plano, Texas.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
My grandma was one of my biggest influences in my life because she was really professional in her life and at work, and she was an example for many people. And I think another big influence was my mom, who also all her life has really made an effort to better everybody around her and help me with my situation when I went to school, to college, and she worked really hard so that I could get a education and a good job afterward.
Okay. Bertha, can you tell me a favorite memory of me?
When Anna was in preschool, she was so happy when she started dancing. And in the school and in her first recital, she was so happy dancing like a mouse. So she was in front of everybody dancing, and she was so, so happy. So I feel so happy for her.
Cesar, can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories was Christmas when I was a kid, because we would have all of our family come over from very far to be together, and we would have a very nice dinner, and then we would wait until the morning and open presents and then enjoy each other company and good food every year for many years.
Okay. Bertha, what are you most grateful for?
To my parents, that they gave me education and values, and I think, and my beliefs. They taught me to believe in Jesus.
Cesar, tell me about your happiest moments with Bertha.
One of the happiest moments was when both of our daughters were born. It was very special seeing the baby come into our family and raising both of our daughters, going through all of their birthdays and achievements at school and at sports and other activities they played. I think that was what I enjoyed the most.
How did you meet your, how did you guys meet?
At Ericsson, same company we were working for. We started dating there, and after 1.5 years of dating, we decided to get married.
Okay. Cesar, can you describe what your first date was like?
It's hard to remember what a first date was like, but it must have been something, maybe dinner and a movie. I'm not really sure, but I think that's what we did the first times. We would just hang out with friends and then go get some dinner somewhere. Maybe the movie theater later. I think that was what we did usually at the beginning.
Okay. Bertha, when did you know that he was the one?
When I was talking with him, when we were driving to her hometown, and he said that he was a Christian, so he said, oh, he's the one.
Caesar, share a favorite story about your wife.
Okay, so I think the story could be back when we just recently got married. We bought some land to build our house, and so I remember that I was very afraid of the commitment to payments of some land and then later a house, but she was always positive that we could do it, that we would make it, that we were able to. And so I think that was something I enjoyed, that we helped each other when we had a doubt or some fear on decisions, that she always had a good attitude, and she was always positive to get something that at the beginning looked hard.
Bertha, can you tell me about your wedding day or your honeymoon?
About my wedding day, it was a very beautiful day on April. I woke up in the morning. I was ready around 12, and I was so excited to get married with my husband because I was dreaming for that day for many years ago. So that day, it was like my dream came true.
Caesar, did you like school? Why or why not?
Yeah, I did like school, especially university. I enjoyed it because I knew that's what was my talent, and there was maybe some years or bad years in junior high where I did not enjoy it that much, but it was mostly because it was not a very good environment. There was violence and there were bad people that made school hard, not really the education, but the people around you. But later when I went to university, then everything changes and I liked it. I enjoyed it again.
Good. Bertha, what are your most vivid memories of school?
When I was in college, it was very hard for me the first semester because I was taking calculus, and I think I didn't get a lot of good grades during high school, so it was very hard. But later I was working so hard in math every semester that for my junior year in college, I got the first place with...
You were first in your school?
Yes, in my the top number one of my class. So it was my best day of my life.
Wow. Caesar, how did you find your way to your current job or career?
Well, I worked at the same place or the same company when I was back in Mexico. So when the opportunity came, they recognized my service years back in Mexico and some experience I had, and they took that into consideration when they offered me a job here in Plano. So it's been a lifelong career for many years, almost 20 years, always with the same company.
Bertha, tell me about your best or worst, tell me about the best or worst person you have ever worked for or with.
My best person, it was my peer from my office. His name is Alfego. I remember him because he helped me a lot when I entered to Ericsson, because I didn't have any experience in computer and software design, so he helped me a lot. And I don't remember any worst person. I don't have anybody in my
mind. So you didn't work with anybody that you didn't like?
No, I don't remember at all.
Okay. Last question that both y'all can answer. How has being a parent changed you?
You have to understand that you many times you're not gonna be first, but your kids or your sons or daughters will be first in many aspects of your time, your money, and your life in general. And at the beginning, it's a learning process, because you are used to having all your time and your money and your in your freedom. But then when you become a parent, you cannot do the same things that you did before. You have to put yourself second and be responsible and be committed to your kids and to do what is best for them, even ahead of what your plans are, or even first of what your plans are or what your desires are. But if it's needed, then you have to do it, because that's what it means to be a parent, that you are responsible for somebody else's well-being and
health. Now your children come first.
Yes.
Okay, Bertha, do you have anything else to say?
The same, exactly the same. He was telling you the same that as I was thinking about it. Is I think a word that came to my mind, it was sacrifice. You have to sacrifice your time, especially your life, because for us, our girls are first. And when you see how they succeed, it's like a reward in your sacrifice in everything. And I don't have any regret about it. And I'm so happy for them, and I'm so proud of my daughters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for letting me interview you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Yeah!